all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am very grateful that you have joined me today on yet another beautifully magical day. Always another magical day. And you know why it's always so magical? We don't even realize it sometimes. We are always guided. We are always protected. There are a slew of beings who are guiding us and protecting us every single day. Never alone. Every single one of us has a guide that is specifically assigned to us. That means this guide is on assignment with us. They cannot leave our side. They are our personal guide and stay with us throughout our entire lifetime. And also, some of us have been these guides. We've been watchers and guides and energy beings from all over the universe. There are so many beings from all over who are helping the earth right now, who are watching the earth and helping the earth. I've had a ton of QHHT sessions where the people go back and see themselves as a watcher or as a guide. In all different forms as well. These guides don't come in one specific form. They don't all look like angels or light bodies. Some look like orbs. Some don't have a body at all. Some are different alien forms who have, or extraterrestrial forms, I should correct myself and say, that have been here in Earth's history. And so it can be a variety of different things. But the concept is always the same, that these beings are here watching us and guiding us. And in the past, they've come in physical form, and now they don't. Now they watch from above. And because so many of us have been these watchers and guides, we come into this life with this remembrance. We don't always understand this remembrance, but we have this thing within us, this energy, this resonance, this vibration within us that just knows. We just know that it's bigger than what we're experiencing here. And many guides and wanderers or watchers, they will have this innate sense of, why are humans so mean to one another? Why is it so hard? Why can't everyone just love one another? These are, and we are, these light beings that have come in with this intense energy and a remembrance of it, even though maybe sometimes you can't put your finger on it. These remembrances are deep within us, and we know them deep down somewhere. And oftentimes, we want to be able to prove it or make it physical or have something solid that we can essentially put our finger on. And unfortunately, that's not the way it works. We get to trust ourselves. We get to learn how to trust ourselves and trust this deep knowing within us that it will never be this solid thing. It's always going to be a very subtle thing deep down within you, this knowing within you that you just cannot explain. There is no solidity to it. And so if you feel this way, maybe you've been a watcher. Maybe you've been a guide. So many of us have been. So many guides and watchers have come in at this time because the earth is going through such an incredible transition. And we've been going through this transition for many years now, and we will continue to go through this transition. These guides and watchers are here to help us make this transition a little easier, although their job is a little rough. Each and every time I have someone who's experiencing this type of life form or life experience, they always feel very sad. Very, very sad about how the humans are behaving. And it's also so sad to them that the humans don't feel the love that they are shining down upon us consistently. That humans have a hard time accepting it. accepting that this energy is all around them, that this guide, this personal guide, is with you all the time, sending you love, sending you thoughts, sending you energies. We have, as humans, a hard time because we've been so programmed. We've been told the opposite our entire lives. Maybe we grew up in a church that told us that this is it, there is no life after this one, and you only have this specific time to do what you want to do. And that is such nonsense. I hear so often in sessions that this life that we are living right now is just a blink of an eye. It is a dream. The real reality is our eternal existence. That is the real existence of us. That is who we really are. Oftentimes, people are shown these lifetimes for a variety of different reasons. One, to understand how powerful they are, to understand that this energy exists within them and that they have the ability to share it with others, to give it to others, to help others see their light too. And this is what all of these beings who are here watching and guiding and helping us are doing, consistently sending us this energy and all of these thoughts that are helping us or trying to help us to understand, to get that we are one, that there is no separation here. When people go and experience these lifetimes, they feel that. They feel it so completely and wholly that there is no separation between them and the surroundings, the whole that they are. A lot of times they're either in the light or in the nothingness, or maybe they're even an elemental and part of the flowers or something, and still part of that all. We feel it so intensely, and our higher selves are guiding us to see these experiences because they want us to bring that remembrance into this life, into this understanding that we are all one. And if we continue to see ourselves as separate, we will continue to fight. And that's not the point. We're here to learn how to love one another. And we're here doing it in difficult ways. But what a wonderful way to learn. Learning the hard way. That's how we learn the best lessons. We're all here to gain these experiences. And so many of us have gotten caught up in the loop and the karma and the programs of these experiences. And we can start telling ourselves another story. We are consistently being guided as well to change our perspective, to switch it to another story. And oftentimes, we get our human consciousness involved, and we come in and doubt it. And we don't trust the little inklings that are coming through in our mind that say, oh, maybe this isn't such a great idea. And then our human mind comes in and reasons why it is a good idea. And then we find out later that, oh, maybe that didn't work out the best for me. And I learned a little something, so that was okay. But next time, I'm going to make a different choice. And maybe next time, I can learn to listen to that little voice who told me so in the first place. The more we can listen to this voice, the better off that we are. And this is a huge, 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 humongous theme that comes through in all of my sessions. Trust yourself. You are the only person, fully and completely, that you can trust in terms of advice for your life. You are the only one that can make these decisions for yourself. No one can tell you what to do, where to go, how to think, none of it. You get to make all of those choices. So you need to trust yourself, your intuition. Each one of us has intuition. Each one of us has a guide constantly talking to us. And we can learn to trust that. Just takes practice, takes a little letting go and trusting. This is another big theme that comes up a lot is the letting go. And it's very much involved with this remembrance of being a guide or a watcher. Because when we have this experience of guiding and watching and helping and wanting to care for everyone and lift everyone up and help them see the light that they are, when we come into this life, we remember that. We remember that aspect of us and we continue doing it. Although what happens in our human consciousness is that we take responsibility for others. We think that everyone else's emotions and feelings are our responsibility. And that is never the case. How many of you do this? How many of you empaths out there are always trying to keep the peace? And maybe you're not speaking your truth because you don't want to make someone mad or you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Now, we never know how someone's going to feel about what we say. speaking our truth is the most important thing, because if we're not, ultimately we're lying, aren't we? Or keeping the truth away from someone. None of that is good. Always letting somebody know exactly where you're at so that they can make their own decisions as well. We can never change someone's opinion, help them with their feelings, change their feelings for them. It is theirs, their decision. And so it's not our responsibility. But so many of us who've come in as watchers, we remember, and we just want to help in this way.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Talkspace. When it comes to therapy, getting the help you need has never been so simple. Talkspace is like having a therapist in your pocket because you're able to access them from the comfort of your device via audio, video, or text 24/7. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform and has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties. I believe it is important, if you're struggling, to realize it's okay to seek therapy. And this is the simplest way I know of to do it, and it's for a fraction of the cost of in-house therapy. Once you join, you can speak with someone that same day. You'll set goals with your therapist, and they hold you accountable and make sure you're really progressing. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code POSITIVE to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's POSITIVE at Talkspace.com.
And so what happens in our humanness is that we take on all this responsibility, and then it starts affecting our physical body because we are not quite understanding that it's not ours. And we take on all this burden and all this worry, and then it weighs heavy on us. So maybe first that'll sit in your low back. If you have low back issues, there's some burdens that we're carrying from the world. Sometimes that'll start in the shoulders or the upper back too, carrying the weight of the world. But when we're really taking on that responsibility, it's going to sit lower. And then if we're not listening, maybe it'll go even deeper and our body will show us other ways that it's trying to give us this message that we need to let it go. It is not our responsibility to take care of others in that way. Yes, we need to love each other, be kind to one another, have compassion for one another. But another's response, feelings, reactions are not our responsibility. And this goes for your children too. Now, this is a hard one as a parent because we worry about our kids. We want our kids to do well and we want to help them in every way we possibly can. And oftentimes we can feel guilty about decisions we've made one way or another. We think maybe it could have been different. Whenever I see a client who has questions like this, the higher self always encourages them that the path is exactly the way the path was supposed to be, that these kids learned from this experience and they chose this experience. They chose you for this reason because they needed to learn this thing. Also, our children come to us so that they can teach us. So maybe some of you have had an awful parent. I think this is a story for a lot of us. A lot of us get one parent that is not so nice to us. That parent didn't know any better themselves. They weren't raised to have the knowing within them to do any better. And so when they had you, they didn't know how to take care of you and how to show you love. And so on the soul level, you all decided you're going to come in and teach that parent what it means to love. And it may be really, really difficult. And also, you're going to learn compassion and patience. And that parent will hopefully learn how to love from you because you've brought in this incredible light. So many guides and watchers have come in to parents who are not so nice because those parents need to learn what love is. No one has ever taught them. And so we agree to volunteer as their children to come and teach them because we are very strong souls and we can do it. We have the strength and the know-how. And we remember at least a little bit somewhere deep down inside us that, you know, we might know better than our parents. I think a lot of kids need to be told sometimes that adults don't always know what they're doing. Because that's true. These kids come in with such a remembrance. Every new generation is coming in with stronger and stronger remembrance, stronger and stronger energies that they are carrying. And in that regard, that is also the main reason why they're here, why we are here, just to bring the light, just to bring the energy. And that is why people are told to just be, that you don't need to do anything. That responsibility that you feel for others, sometimes that involves a lot of doing. I need to do this for that person and this for that person so that I can appease them and they can feel okay. Well, we don't actually need to do anything at all. So many of us are helping just by our energy, our simple light that we are sharing with others, the love that is coming through us and emanating from us that we are sharing with others. And so often, we are helping so much more than we know we are. People are told this all the time as well, that you are already helping just with your energy, that there is nothing that you need to do. So many come in with the question of, what is my purpose? I know I'm here to serve. I feel like it's something big, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what to actually do. And almost each and every time these people are told, you just need to be. There is nothing that you need to do. If there's a certain passion that you want to follow along this path and do this in this way, then absolutely, yes, follow that. But in general, all you need to do is just be and allow divine guidance to guide you and take you wherever it is that you need to be. We can just let all of it go, knowing we have this guide, we have these watchers, we have an entire team with us all the time, that if we just let go that human stuff, that doubt, that disbelief, that old programming, and let them handle it for us, it's so much easier. It is so much easier. Stop taking on everybody else's stuff and focus on ourselves. Take the time for ourselves to go within and recognize that light, and quieting our minds so that we can go to these places to feel the oneness, to feel that loving light, because we can all go to these places in our minds. That's another reason why people are brought there, so that they can experience it and then go back there in their mind whenever they want to. Very simple to do in meditation. Sit down, quiet your mind, and allow the imagination to run wild, to take you there. Imagine what it would be like to be floating out in infinite space. Imagine what that would look like, what that would feel like. Or if you want that space to look like bright light, and imagine that. Imagine infinite bright light and the love and the peace of the energy there. That is the consistent experience of all of my clients. Overwhelming, unconditional love and peace. Just complete peace. We often think that we may need a psychedelic or to be put into trance in order to go to these places or to experience these things. And that's not the case. A little bit of meditative practice and you can go there. Every single one of us can do this. We all have this ability. And the more that we can use this practice and go to this place, these places in our minds, the more we can bring this energy back into waking life. And this practice is crucial to our existence right now. The world is bombarding us every single day. And so it's incredibly important for us to take these moments to ourselves to reframe that story that we've been told our whole lives, to bring in that light, that remembrance of who we really are, that oneness and unity that we come from, that is really all that there is. I think that's it for me today, everyone. And just a reminder, if this QHHT thing sounds fun to you and you want to make it a career, go to the QHHT official website, check it out. And if you want to take the class, I have a code for you, OneLove. It'll give you 10% off the class. So you go to the QHHTOfficial.com website and you put in the code OneLove, all capital letters, O-N-E-L-O-V-E, and you'll get 10% off the class. This is a really fun family, very fun tribe. And so if you resonate with it, go check it out. I love you all so much. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is Drum Spider, Starlit Stream. Until next time, love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.